welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Half Full, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Jupiter, Nova, and Artemis and their family in Covello, California, Carson Alexander and his family in Memphis, Tennessee, Lula and Plummy and their family in Brooklyn, Fiona and Amelie Albert and their family in Oakland, California, Savannah and Ivy Schmidt and their family in Minneapolis, and Camden and Cooper and their family. Thank you so much, Cooper, Camden, Ivy, Savannah, Amelie, Fiona, Plummy, Lula, Carson, Artemis, Nova, and Jupiter. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. You have to hire someone with the exact skills you need to help your business. How do you know who's really best for the role? Save time and screen for quality candidates with the skills you need with Indeed Assessments. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. With Indeed Assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with the skills you need. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/stories. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/stories. Indeed.com/stories. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. It has been hot in Massachusetts lately, and my new Percal sheets from Parachute are the exact light, crisp, cool-to-the-touch bedding that can help me still get a good night's sleep, even on these gross, muggy nights. They're made of premium 100% long-staple Egyptian cotton for ultimate comfort and are only one of the comfy home essentials that Parachute offers for story time, bedtime, and every other time of day. Started in 2014 by Ariel Kay, founder, CEO, and mom, Parachute makes home essentials that are designed in Los Angeles and responsibly manufactured by expert craftspeople around the globe, using only the highest quality materials. The Parachute style is California casual, laid back, effortless, and very comfortable. And their Ecotec certification means their products are safely made without any harmful chemicals or synthetics. When we take care of our home, it takes care of us. Parachute makes essential, lasting items that help make our home the perfect place to recharge, wash off the day, and rest up for tomorrow. Visit parachutehome.com/stories for free shipping and returns on Parachute's very comfortable home essentials. That's parachutehome.com/stories for free shipping and returns on soft sheets, cozy loungewear, and all things comfy. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Half Full. Once upon a time, not long ago at all, there was a pair of twins. Their names were Devin and Dara, and they were just about the least identical twins you've ever seen. Devin was like a golden retriever, always happy and excited and tearing around the house with some kind of ball. Dara, on the other hand, was more like a cat. She kept to herself, quiet and suspicious, and if you tried her too hard, you might end up with the claws. "Kids," their mom called from the kitchen. "Come eat breakfast. It's getting late." Devin bounded down the stairs in gym shorts, his hair a wild snarl. "Breakfast," he hooted, careening into his chair at the table between his parents. As soon as he hit the seat, he started shoveling scrambled eggs into his mouth. "Dara, come on." Dara trudged out of her room, already wearing a dreary rain cloud expression on her face. She plopped into her seat and started eating her eggs, waving her fork good morning. "Do we have any orange juice?" Devin asked. "Yeah, I'd like some OJ too, please," Dara said. Their mom checked the fridge and pulled out the bottle. Shaking it, she saw there wasn't much left. She poured both twins a half a glass and sat back down to her breakfast. "Thanks," Devin said, draining his glass in one long gulp. "What?" said Dara. "It's half empty. Can I have more juice?" "Sorry, honey," Mom said. "That's all we had. You two had to share." Dara sighed dramatically and left breakfast without touching her juice at all. She got ready for school in her room, listening to music and brushing out her hair. The juice thing had really soured her mood, and she was still upset when they got to school. Luckily, the first class of the day was English, which she was always a fan of. As the class settled into their seats and pulled out their books, the teacher wrote King Midas on the board.
"Today we are reading aloud a short play based on the legend of King Midas," he said. "I need some voices. Let's see some volunteers."
Dara and Devin both raised their hands. A small part of Dara always wanted to be an actress, so she was hoping she would get the role of King Midas. Unfortunately, that went to Sam, and Dara ended up as Midas's daughter. She stewed in her seat. It wasn't fair. First the orange juice, and now this. Dara sighed and sunk low, accepting that it was just going to be that kind of day. Her brother wanted to be a Greek god, but instead he got the role of the donkey. He seemed happy enough, though, and when his line came around, he let loose such an impressive
"Hee-haw!"
that the whole class burst out laughing. Even Dara had to smile a little bit. That day for lunch, it was pizza day. They always had cheese and Dara's favorite, pepperoni. She got in line next to Devin and their friends. They were talking about a superhero anime and cracking themselves up doing character impressions when they got to the front of the line. "Pepperoni, please," said Dara, who was first up.
"Sorry, just ran out," said the cafeteria lady. "We got Salisbury steak, peanut butter and jelly, and cheese pizza."
Of course they were out of pepperoni pizza. It was that kind of day, after all.
"I'll take a cheese,"
shouted Devin behind her, taking a slice and moving past.
"Hey, it's still pizza," he said.
"I guess I'll take a cheese too," Dara said. She took her slice with a grimace and went to sit with her friends. They were all still laughing and joking, but she didn't join in much. Between the juice and the play and the pizza, she was just so totally over the entire day. And of course, things didn't get better after lunch. Dara was looking forward to having art in the last period of the day. It was her favorite subject by far, and they only had it a couple times a week. They were learning about perspective by drawing a small town along the side of the road, and she wanted to get hers finished. Unfortunately, after lunch, the PA crackled to life and the vice principal came on with an announcement.
"Hello, students. This afternoon, we are going to have a safety assembly for the last two periods of the day. Please bring your bags to the auditorium. Thank you."
"No," Dara hissed to Devin. "This stinks."
"It's not that big a deal," Devin said, shrugging. "Just a couple periods to listen to, like, fire drill stuff or whatever."
"Yeah, but we're going to miss art. I can't believe they're doing this."
"Well, look on the bright side. We'll also be missing math, which means they can't give us any sheets for homework."
"But my drawing," Dara whined.
"Quiet, you two," said the teacher, ending the conversation.
The assembly was as boring as Dara had feared, and it trucked heedlessly through what was supposed to be art. When it finally ended, there was nothing left to do but get on the bus to go home. Devin spent the ride joking with their friends from another bus stop, all of them cracking up in their seats. Dara usually sat with them, but she wasn't in the mood today. Between the juice and the play and the pizza and her art, she was just in a rotten mood, and she didn't mind showing it on her face. Her grimace kept anyone from bothering her, and she was just counting down the minutes until she could be done with this day and relaxing in her bedroom. When they got home, their father was out in the yard mowing the lawn. He waved to them and then yelled over the sound of the mower.
"Hey, kids," he said. "Mom cleaned the house today and she left a couple chores for you inside on the kitchen table. Make sure you get them done before she gets home, okay?"
They nodded and headed inside, but Dara felt like crying. All she had wanted to do was fall into her bed, and now they had to do chores first? It wasn't even Sunday morning chore time.
"Hey, it's not bad," said Devin, grabbing the list on the table. "Just two things. Do you want to empty the dishwasher or go through with the duster?"
"Neither," grumped Dara, slouching into a chair.
"Well, you gotta pick one. I'll do either."
Dishes, I guess. Devin jumped up and grabbed the duster wand and some paper towels. He started singing a ridiculous song as he zoomed through the house. He dusted fast, if a little untidily. Dara took her time with the dishes. She knew it would be over faster if she worked faster, but she was just so upset she couldn't seem to muster the energy. Instead, she trudged and put away each dish one at a time, a scowl on her face like she was daring someone to question her technique. Mom was home shortly after Dara finished the dishes. She breezed into the kitchen with a smile and an armload of fresh veggies for dinner that night. "Hey, kids," she said, setting down her things. "How was your day today?"
"It was good," said Devin. "We did a play and I was the donkey and I made everyone laugh. Then we had pizza for lunch and there was an assembly, so we don't have any math homework. Can I go outside and play?"
"Sure you can." Devin whooped and grabbed his basketball, disappearing out the front door. "How about you?" Mom asked Dara. "How was your day?" Dara started to answer. She wanted to bring up the orange juice and the play and the pizza and the art class and the chores, and it was like all those things were fighting, swirling, sloshing inside of her. They filled her up so much that she burst into tears. She couldn't help it.
"Sweetheart," her mom said, folding her into a hug. "What's wrong?"
Dara took a minute just to cry into her mom's shoulder. She hadn't done it for a while, maybe since she was younger, but it felt good to let it all out. When she was done, she sat down next to her and started talking.
"I just had a bad day," Dara said.
She told her mom all about the things swirling inside her and how everything seemed to go wrong.
"And then Devin just says it's a good day. He had the same half a glass and same no pepperoni and no art and extra chores, and he was just fine. It's not fair. Why did he have a good day and I didn't?"
Dara's mom stroked her hair and smiled gently.
"Honey, you came out of your room this morning and it seemed like you had already decided you were going to have a bad day. Sometimes whether you have a good day is up to you. You looked at the entire day like your glass of juice this morning, half empty. Your brother chose to keep looking on the bright side. And because his attitude was better, his day was better."
"Just like that?" Dara asked.
"Just like that," Mom said. "But it's not always easy."
"It seems easy for him," Dara said, looking out the window to where Devin was shooting hoops in the driveway with some neighborhood friends.
"It is easier for some people," Mom said. "But it's an important skill for everyone. You can't control your day, but you can control your attitude."
"What if I wake up grumpy again?"
"It's okay to be grumpy, but it doesn't always have to ruin your whole day. I wake up grumpy sometimes too, and then I like to do something like wear my favorite shirt or eat something special for breakfast because that helps me feel a little better. Sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it."
"What does that mean?"
"It means that when you act happy and try to be positive, you might find that your day actually becomes positive. Does that make sense?"
"Yeah," Dara said slowly. "What if that doesn't work, though?"
"It won't work all the time," Mom said. "When you're just really grumpy and nothing is working to turn your day around, sometimes you have to let yourself feel all the grumpy until you've felt it all the way through. Like we're doing right now. Maybe today was a day you needed to cry all the grumpy out, and now it'll be easier to look at things a little differently."
Dara was processing what her mom said. It did make a lot of sense. If she looked at her day in another way, it was actually pretty good. She got half a glass of her favorite juice when they just as easily could have been out.
She got a big role in the play, even if it wasn't her first choice. Cheese pizza was still delicious, and one chore wouldn't have taken her more than 10 minutes if she had just hustled a little. Plus, there was no math homework. Why was she inside sulking? No homework meant she could be outside having fun. Hey, can I go out and play ball with Devin and everyone? Sounds like a great idea, Mom said. Dara smiled and ran outside. She joined the game of horse they were playing and had a blast. After, when they were all sweaty and panting, they took a break to get a drink. Hey, sis, said Devin. Want a soda? I wasn't sure you were coming outside, so I drank a lot, but you can have the rest. Sorry there isn't more left. Dara took the can, took a big sip, and then burped with a giggle. Don't worry, Dara said back, smiling a genuine smile. It's still half full. The End. Today's story, Half Full, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.